The warmth of the holiday season is the return each year of special traditions, stories you tell, food you eat, or sometimes try to avoid, and the songs you sing.
I have a little dreidel, I made it out of clay.
But who says you can't fold in some new traditions, too? That's Dreidel, in a different key, from Aaron Baron Cohen's eclectic new album, Songs in the Key of Hanukkah. If that name sounds kind of familiar, he is, in fact, the brother of Sacha Baron Cohen, also known as Borat and Ali G. And if you've seen those films, then you have also heard Aaron Baron Cohen's music, because he provided it for his brother's films. Aaron Baron Cohen joins us now from London. Thanks so much for being with us.
Great to be here.
Do I understand this right? This came about because some music executive couldn't find what he thought was a good Hanukkah album for his father?
Yeah, I was in LA quite a lot last year. I met Jason Lynn, who's head of New Line Records, and we were sort of talking about the idea of doing a Hanukkah album that was not for kids, that would be really well produced and have really cool songs for the whole family. Up to this point, I remember from my childhood listening to Hanukkah songs at home and listening to these children singing slightly out of key and with some wonky old piano player joining them to make a terrible record. But I enjoyed it as a three-year-old, but after that it became a bit annoying. So the idea was to create a new concept in Jewish holiday music, something that everybody would enjoy listening to.
Well, let's listen to another cut, if we could. This one gets 10 for danceability and 9. Pretty high mark for historical content.
The year was 3622. Who God is like you? Bring the whole army to this small crew of Hebrews. Yochanan, Kohen Gadol, retained control. High priest enlisted to save the national soul. After 84 years of oppressive injustice, you think that Yehuda and Shimon wouldn't crush this? Guerrilla warfare for 36 months. 40,000 soldiers couldn't take out one. Oppressed minority took back the authority. Revolution, the solution against the majority. That legislation aimed to make a pagan conformity. So we had to reject the influence categorically. Criminalized our religion, outlawed circumcision. How you gonna make a child of God become what he isn't? Stand against the division, righteous acts of sedition. Take strategic positions and defend the tradition. The tradition, the tradition.
I love that.
Thank you very much. Yeah, that track was recorded with a great New York-based rapper called Wylove, who's a based in New York black rapper, but converted to Orthodox Judaism, and he raps in Yiddish as well as English and Aramaic. So quite amazing to work with him. And it made even more interesting because we ended up recording him in Berlin where he was doing a gig. And it just became a very surreal experience as a result.
A generalization that I want to get your reaction to, if I could, Mr. Baron Cohen. Seems to me that a lot of Christmas songs, not all of them, obviously, but a lot of Christmas songs are about the holiday season, but not about the religious event. Hanukkah songs are different.
Less people, I think of the historical context. And that was something that I wanted to look into. And in that particular song with Wylove, Keep the Fire Alive, we look at the actual amazing and terrible story of some of the history of this festival, which, you know, a lot of people don't really necessarily think about. It's quite a sad story, but also quite hopeful. It's about coming out of oppression, fighting tyranny, which are, you know, are universal themes that's very relevant for today.
My Hanukkah, Zos Hanukkah, whole Mikdash spot got blown like harmonicas. Illumination, scintillation, a nation awakened against assimilation. Learn the Torah from the spinning tops. 8 nights, keep it hot. Represent for what we got. The battle on the mountaintop.
So how many different influences are in this album?
I'm not sure. All I know is when I write music, I have a lot of different influences. I'm classically trained. I play trumpet. I was very into Miles Davis, but I was in a rock band in school. And I was into Talking Heads and early electronic music, as well as playing in orchestras classically. So all or some of those influences come into the music I'm writing. Mm-hmm. And they're all somehow there in this album.
Let's listen to another cut if we could here. And I think you're the trumpet on this, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, I probably would be, yeah.
Spin it up.
Spin it up.
I wrong to hear a suggestion of Herb Alpert in your trumpet technique?
He was a great trumpet player, so thank you very much for that compliment. I'm on that track. I'm actually playing a flugelhorn, which is a kind of a softer kind of sound than the normal trumpet. And I think Herb Alpert also played that occasionally.
Of course, for many people, the persisting image of Hanukkah has to do with the lights that build up night after night to eight candles. And I want to play a clip of a song. And you pointedly title this song in Spanish, don't you?
Is it A la Luz de la Vela?
Exactly, or, yes.
We work with a great singer, Yasmin Levy, who's a diva in the world music scene.
Yes.
Who sings in Ladino, which is a Judeo-Spanish, and on this track in Spanish.
En un lugar tan lejos, en un callejón viejo, sobre una silla, a la luz de la vela.
Of course, in English, that would be in the light of the candles.
Yes, that's right.
And is that a memory that stays with you?
Certainly, I think as a child, and you know, I know that with my children, the lighting, it's an amazingly powerful ritual that, you know, lighting candles that which and one extra one every day is a very somehow spiritual thing to do. So it is the sort of overriding image of Hanukkah, I think.
I'm told we have a special guest who's joining us now.
Hello.
Is this Sacha Baron Cohen?
It is indeed.
Well, nice to talk to you. I believe you gentlemen have known each other all your lives.
Yes, we're related.
And Sacha Baron Cohen, are you ever confused with the figure skater?
Often. Only because of my figure, though. Only when I'm wearing shorts.
Is it tricky to be brothers who work together?
I don't think so. I mean, we've always really worked together. We used to do a sort of cabaret stand-up act around London. We used to dress up as Hasidic Jews, and we had a song called Schwitzing, which means sweating. And it was basically, the song was about a couple of Hasids dressed in their traditional garb, who start walking down the street on a sunny day and start sweating so much that eventually they take one thing off, then another, until they finally convert to Christianity. There's a bit of a leap there. I mean, I can't go through the whole thing.
I think just being brothers means we just have an extra understanding. You know, certainly when scoring movies, you know, having an understanding with the producer or director or actors is very important. And yeah. You know, working with Sacha, obviously, who's very musical as well, that helps a lot, I think.
You know, the great thing is that I have the creative trust in my brothers. So, for example, we, at one point during Borat, we needed a Kazakhstani national anthem because we couldn't clear the actual one. And I just called up Aaron and I said, we need one for tomorrow morning and we need to have a 50-strong Kazakhstani choir singing it. And Aaron basically stayed up all night, wrote it, and sang all 50 parts, you know. And yeah, in the morning it came back and it was funny, but it was real as well. You really believed that this could be the Kazakhstani national anthem, even though it was Aaron just singing alone in a room in the middle of the night.
I found that song quite moving, actually.
It is an emotional song. It was kind of based on Russian, you know, military, the massed voice singers of the Russian army kind of sound, but it was actually just me singing alone, just multi-tracked about 40 times.
There are millions of Americans and Britons who, for better or for worse, acquire the impression that Hanukkah is some kind of Jewish Christmas, and of course it's not. And I wonder if each of you could tell us what the holiday means to you.
For me, it's, you know, a family occasion, eating a couple of donuts, singing some songs, and hopefully now with my album we've got a couple more songs to sing.
But, it, you know, it's also a festival that brings in the themes of rebellion and freedom and sort of celebration of identity.
Well, gentlemen, thank you both very
much.
All right,
thank you very much for having me on.
For being with
us. Thank you so much.
Sacha Baron Cohen in Los Angeles, Aaron Baron Cohen in London. His new album is Songs in the Key of Hanukkah. And you can hear more of Aaron Baron Cohen's Hanukkah songs on our website, nprmusic.org. And you're listening to Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon. We're our shelter and tower.